At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Welcome to another episode of our Dishing in the D podcast. We're your host, Chad and Christy from the all-new 98.7 The Breeze Morning Show. And today we are talking summertime cocktails.
We have a mixologist with us. Bill Sotsos is his name. He's from Motor City Mixology, does catering all across Metro Detroit. And he's going to make sure that since it is summer, everybody now back on their decks.
4th of July, right around the corner.
It is time to learn how to make the proper cocktail, because I think so many of us, Bill, we like the idea of it, and we know it's like a cool, hip, trendy thing, and if you're having friends over, you want to impress them, but we have absolutely no idea like where to start or how to put a proper cocktail together.
Well, I will tell you, I'm a big fan of visual cocktails, and that's what I believe most of what mixology is about, is the visual and how pretty you make a cocktail look, because we always eat with our eyes first, mm-hmm. as we say. So I'm very big on creating a masterpiece and artwork with my cocktails so that you can enjoy it before you even sip on it. Today, I'm going to introduce you guys to some dessert-inspired cocktail. 4th of July's come and you're eating all that savory barbecue food and you're having, you know, so most people are going to have beers or or wine or whatnot, but now you can enjoy a dessert cocktail after your barbecue, after your beers, sit down, have one of these wonderful inspired dessert cocktails.
Something very refreshing.
Something refreshing, yep. Something sweet. So pretty much you're drinking your dessert. Mm-hmm. And have Thinsters cookies, which I'm going to introduce you guys to today. A cookie in a cocktail.
Okay.
Basically, yeah, you crush these cookies up.
Okay.
And you rim the glass, and it makes a beautiful, beautiful presentation. And the reason I choose Thinsters is because it is a delicious cookie. It's non-GMO. There's no corn syrup in it. It is a very great product. And
so a unique idea to do that instead of the traditional sugar or salt.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you do it the same way, though? Do you just wet the rim just a little
what
bit
I
and
did was,
dip it in the cookies?
I got some syrup right here.
Okay.
Because what I do is Motor City Mixology, my company, is all homemade syrups. I make everything from rosemary syrup to thyme syrup to lavender syrup to pretty much anything. I can make syrup out of anything, ginger syrup. So I have the syrup here and I just dip the rim of the glass in there, dip it in the cookie, and you have this beautiful rim there with the Thinster cookie.
Visually looks great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's already infused with the cookie and whatever syrup you choose.
Yeah, well, the cookie's flavored too. This is coconut Thinster cookie. I also have the key lime Thinster cookie. I crumbled them together because today I'm going to make you a pineapple coconut rosemary margarita with some fresh key lime juice. So the key lime cookie and the coconut cookie is going to complement the flavors of that margarita.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Now, why do, and this is going to be a silly question, but again, I think with some cocktails, some of us just don't know. Sometimes I see if somebody's making a margarita, they'll like roll the lime first, like put pressure on it and kind of roll it before they cut it. What is the purpose of
that? You're
just
softening it, because if you notice, like, here's a lime for you right there, that's a soft one. You know, sometimes you get those limes that are rock hard. You just want to, you know, kind of massage it.
Because that's another thing. Like, Christy has the knack, like some people, where she can go through the produce department and pick up, like, the fruits and vegetables and, like, touch it, hold it up to her ear, tap it, kind of
thing.
Have
you ever tried to squeeze a hard lime? No juice comes out.
Exactly.
So you just kind of got to massage that, make sure it's soft, and you get all that lime juice out of there.
And syrup is an interesting thing. Our son is a barista.
Okay.
And obviously the people that come in, they love that they have like the liquid.
Simple syrup.
Simple syrup, yep.
Right. And how do you make simple syrup? Do you heat?
You boil. You boil sugar and water. It's a 2-to-1 process. Like I said, I create my own simple syrups right there. I have rosemary, ginger, simple syrup for the cocktails I'm going to make for you today. It's just, you're just basically boiling sugar water is what you're doing. Yeah.
It seems so simple.
But it just makes it blend better than if you put granulated sugar.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds better if you're like, well, I'm going to make a cocktail starting with some simple syrup.
Right.
Ooh, and you made that yourself. Yes, I did.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
It's boiled sugar water. But hey, So what when it comes to making, like, you're going to make this margarita mm-hmm. today, and obviously the rim visually, mm-hmm. but as far as the drink itself, like, what would you say is the number one ingredient to make, like, the perfect cocktail? Is it fresh fruit? Is it the alcohol that you put in it? What is, like, the number one thing you should concentrate on?
It's everything you mentioned. Of course, the alcohol is the most important. Okay. You don't want to overdo the alcohol. Stick to an ounce and a half, or it depends how much you like to drink. But a great margarita should have a significant amount of lime juice and some sweetness to it. Those two things with the tequila is going to make an amazing margarita. I've always wanted to do different kinds of margaritas. You know, I like today I'm going to do the pineapple coconut rosemary mm-hmm. margarita. I also do watermelon margaritas. I do pineapple jalapeno margaritas, wow. which I did a few weeks ago, which were a huge hit.
Right.
So I just like to do stuff like that, you know, like, why have a traditional margarita? Let's spice it up. Let's do different flavors. Let's do different kinds of margaritas.
So for this particular one that you're talking about here, what do you start with? Do you put the alcohol in first? Do you put the fruit juice in first? Does it matter which one goes first?
I don't think so, because we're gonna shake it all up.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you were gonna do something like muddling, then I would suggest, like, if you were to make like a mojito, I would suggest throwing the mint in and the lime in and the sugar in, and then muddle that, and then add your rum to that.
Gotcha.
And you can make your mojito. But for this, we're just gonna throw all the liquids in. Shake them all up, and it's going to be delicious.
Okay. Well, we can let you start mixing.
Okay.
I might throw a question or two at
sure.
you while you're mixing things
okay,
up.
Okay, absolutely.
So do you have to get, like, the actual fancy, like, liquor store mixer, or can you just kind of use a Tupperware bowl if that's all you
Tupperware
have at home?
Tupperware bowl's fine. It depends how you want your presentation to be.
And so, remember, Chad, presentation is a large portion.
Yeah, if you're doing it in front of your friends.
So
if you're just doing it in the kitchen by yourself. Then,
yeah,
you know.
But you can still elevate your own experience and call it self-care.
I gotcha. Yep. Okay.
So right now I'm rimming the glass with the syrup to get a sticky consistency on the rim of that glass. I'm going to dip it right inside that Thinster coconut cookie and key lime cookie. See how beautiful that looks?
That is. So, and I know we talk presentation, and a lot of times, you know, you put a sprig of this or something on top. You mentioned, you know, the mojito. Obviously, mm-hmm. everybody knows you're going to have mint in that, and you're going to see it. But as far as what else you can put on top of the drink, because I know a lot of times now there's, like, edible flowers. Or
there are.
How do you, first two questions, how do you know what you can and can't use, and B, where do you get them?
That's a good question. Edible flowers, I'm sure you can find anywhere. You can find them on Amazon. You can find anything on Amazon. I'm going to use Chinese tea flowers today.
Mm.
They're not edible, but if you swallowed it, they're tea buds.
It's not okay. going to kill you.
It's not going to kill you, but they're beautiful mm-hmm. looking garnishes, and this is what I do to make my cocktails look very nice. So,
and I love that you have the big, gigantic ice cube.
The big, gigantic ice cubes. Yep. You got to have those, especially for, like, for Manhattans, when I do my Rosemary Manhattans.
All right.
This is
going to
be a breakfast cocktail, actually.
So now, does this make it healthy?
Yes, we're making it very healthy now.
Now, as part of what you do, you actually go to people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
They can hire you to cater. Because I know, like, my sister and brother-in-law, when they have a get-together, they love to have themed cocktails. So people can hire you to do that
yes.
for them and take the guesswork out of it.
Absolutely. I do tons of themed cocktails. I've had clients come up to me and say, hey, listen, I'm having a 90s party, completely inspired. What can you do? I said, mm-hmm. well, I'm going to make you a pretty in pink cocktail, which is pretty much like a Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the Breakfast Club. I did a Scarface cocktail, which was
fun, crazy.
I made it with bullet bourbon. And I made some gunpowder. There's actually gunpowder tea, Chinese gunpowder tea. So mm-hmm. I made gunpowder tea with the bullet bourbon. And I put a little cinnamon stick in there to look like a cigar. I rimmed the glass with some sugar.
Wow.
It was a huge hit.
So you call this a breakfast cocktail. This could be the wake me up before you go-go.
Yeah, I think this one actually probably would be, yeah.
Now, do you also teach classes for people that want to take their mixology to the next level?
You know something? I don't do that often, but I have been asked. And actually, I did go to Ann Arbor a couple months ago because a girl asked me to come to her home and teach 25 people how to make a proper Manhattan. and an old-fashioned.
What a fun, the old-fashioned is the one my brother-in-law loves to do. What a fun way to, because you hear of painting parties where people go and sip wine and paint. Why not?
Yeah. So what I'm doing here is I mixed up the coconut milk with the fresh key lime juice. I got the rosemary ginger syrup and the tequila in here. As you can see, I'm not going to put the pineapple in here because you don't want to shake pineapple.
Okay.
It gets really frothy. It just doesn't look good. So I always just add the pineapple after.
Okay.
You can experiment and see for yourself what the difference is, but if you shake pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else like that? Like any tips of do's and don'ts?
Not so much. Okay. No, that's about
it. Just pineapple
juice. Yeah, pretty much just pineapple. Yeah.
Wow, that is very pretty.
Yep. Now we're going to add the pineapple.
Oh, gorgeous.
Now, how do you get, when we're talking visualization, is there a certain drink that, because now I go back to the coffee drinks, that now you can get the iced coffees that are like three different colors. You know, it's like dark on the bottom and then, you know, beige in the middle and white on the top. I mean, that's very visual. Are there cocktails you can do like that too, where they don't necessarily mix in at first, and you can mix them if you want to, but otherwise
you have sort of the layered effect? That is a very, very good question. I have not seen anything like that.
Okay.
But I'm sure, I mean, anything exists now. I mean, pretty much anything. So what I've done now is I've taken a rosemary swig and pierced it right through a lime wheel. So that is going to be...
And it floats. That's great.
Yep. That's going to be one of the garnishes. I'm going to put those flowers that we were just talking about right in there. Not edible, but...
Beautiful.
But beautiful,
yeah. That is absolutely gorgeous.
Adds the pop of color.
Yep. Let's get a couple more in there.
You know the thing that I've been crazy about over the past couple of months, and I don't know whether it was just with all the snow and everything and just craving summer, but sangrias and spritzers.
Oh, sangrias are delicious. So. Yes, absolutely.
And I think one of the things too, let's say that you're somebody that's listening and you're not much of a drinker. Many of these can be made non-alcoholic and they're just as tasty and refreshing as...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can do these non-alcoholic... if you're not a drinker or, you know, a little bit of tequila or, you know, I mean, but yeah, you can definitely make them virgin. Kids love them. They love the fact they can have a mocktail in their hands because it looks pretty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Parents love doing that for the kids.
Well, I mean, for crying out loud, look at the Shirley Temple, how long that's been around.
Right? Is there,
every kid ordered one, and our daughter's going through that phase now where every time we go to some place, she's like, do you do a Shirley Temple? Why, yes, we do.
And I would like extra maraschino cherries, please.
Yeah.
So these are great because they're sort of like you mentioned, like a dessert type cocktail.
Yep.
And I know every year there's going to be some new hot trend. Is this the 2019 trend, or is there something else on the horizon that you're starting to work with or starting to make?
You know, I don't know what would be on the horizon. I mean, these craft cocktails coming to a wonderful city like Detroit should have came sooner, you know, because this Detroit is one of the coolest cities in the U.S. right now, and there's so many amazing mixology bars, as you see in Ferndale and downtown Detroit. Like I said, I bring these cocktails to your home. I'm a catering service. Clients love this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to drink a Jack and Coke anymore. Well, they do, but they want this. You know, they want this for their graduations. They want this for their anniversaries, their birthday parties, all occasions. They want a beautiful cocktail that their guests can enjoy and say, wow, this is a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. And you have different flavors for year round.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. So these are the cocktails.
Excellent. Well, before we dive in and have a sip, let's make sure that everybody can get in touch with you. The name of your company is Motor City Mixology. If they do want to find out how to book you for a private function or something at their house, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
They can reach me at MotorCityMixology.com. I also have a Facebook page, Facebook.com/DrinkYourFoodDetroit. But the best option is through the Motor City Mixology website, MotorCityMixology@gmail.com. And I'm also on Yelp. You can message me right through Yelp.
Nowadays, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to get in touch with this beautiful Thinster cookie, you can purchase that on Thinsters.com. You can go to Kroger's, Target, Walgreens, CVS, Amazon. It's available everywhere. And I really suggest using that as your cookie crust rim for your cocktails. It's very delicious.
Nice. Awesome.
All right, Christy, which one do you want here? I'll bring it over to you. And we'll make sure that we also post up photos on our website and our social media, too. So if you want to connect with us at 98.7 The Breeze. All right, cheers. And Bill Tsatsos, thank you very much
for coming
in studio with us this morning. Here we go.
Delicious.
That is truly like the most amazing thing I've ever tasted.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
That's going to do it for another edition of our Dishing in the D podcast. We're your hosts, Chad and Christy Thomas. Thanks so much for listening.